For Ravens fans, what you make of the just-completed worst season since 2007 is based largely on what you make of the following numbers: 2, 4, 5, 6, 14, and 19. Those are not the winning Powerball lottery numbers, but each of them says something about what transpired in Baltimore professional football this past fall. The 2 refers to the number of wins the Ravens posted over their hated rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Say whatever you want about how poorly the Ravens season went, and it was at times horrific. But the winter will be made a little less colder for true Baltimoreans with the memory of the late December win over Pittsburgh. The 4 is a reference to the number of quarterbacks who started a game this year for the Ravens. We expected one of them, Joe Flacco, to go the route as the starter. He had done that for every game of his previous 7.5 seasons. But when Flacco went down with a knee injury in November, the season, which was already careening off the tracks, cratered. One of the three others, Matt Schaub, Jimmy Clausen, and Ryan Mallett, may emerge as Flacco's backup next year and could actually open the season as the starter if Flacco's not ready. Based on what we saw, Mallett, who came to the Ravens late in the season, would be the favorite to return, provided he doesn't get a chance to start somewhere else. If that happens, one of those numbers, 6, may come into play, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. We first have to deal with 5, the number of wins the Ravens amassed, to go along with 11 losses. That 5 is the second lowest in franchise history. The last time a Ravens coach won just 5 games in a season, that coach, Brian Billick, was fired. That's not likely to happen to Billick's successor, John Harbaugh, mostly because of the number 19, which we will get to later. But this does mark the second season in the last 3 that Harbaugh has missed the playoffs, and he probably won't get a chance to go 4-for-5. The 6 refers to the Ravens' draft position. General Manager Ozzie Newsome will have to decide whether to use that pick on Flacco's backup/replacement. Or Newsome could decide to address another need, say the offensive or defensive line, or the beleaguered secondary. Let's go to 14. That represents the number of games the Ravens played that were decided by 8 points, a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, or less. That number suggests that the Ravens, who won 5 of those games, played hard, even through the misery, which means they didn't give up. Finally, there's 19. That's the number of players who ended the season on injured reserve. It was a Ravens team record and the most in the NFL. The optimists will believe that the 19 can't be that high next year. The pessimists will wonder if the injuries aren't a sign of something larger. However you juggle those numbers, Baltimore football fans are left with these figures to ponder. It will be 3 months before the Orioles start the 2016 season and 9 months before the Ravens kick off again. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Twitter @sportsatlarge. Until next week, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening and enjoy the games.